بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال يعني إذا خرج من بيته بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يقال له هديت وكفيت ووقيت وتنهى عنه الشيطان. رواه أبو داود والترمذي والنسائي وغيرهم. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person leaves his house, إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِي, when a person leaves his house, and he says, Bismillah تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah means, I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, I place my trust only upon Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, there is no power and might except with Allah. Then it is said to him, Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel who says to him, هُدِيتَ, you have been guided. You have got hidayat today. وَكُفِيتَ, and all your needs are fulfilled. So the needs for the day, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill. وَوُقِيتَ, and you have been protected. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ, and shaitan distances himself from this person. So four benefits he gets when he reads his dua. It's so simple. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel. The angel says that you have got hidayat, you have got guidance, and all your needs are sufficed, and you'll be protected. And over and above that, shaitan moves away from you. So we'll discuss, inshallah, very briefly, in this few minutes, on tawakkul, having complete reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتْ. Place your trust in the living one who never dies. In other words, place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all living, and Allah Ta'ala never dies. In one verse, Allah says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and it is in Allah that the believers should place their trust. In one verse, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, whoever places his trust on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. This is a lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll just give the translation and the meaning of the hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw a Nabi of Allah with a small group of people. Nabi Kareem was shown either in a dream or he was shown in Mi'raj. He was shown a group of people with a small group of followers. And then I saw another Nabi with just one or two followers only. In other words, his whole ummah did not accept him besides just one or two followers. And I saw another Nabi with just one follower. Then a huge mass of people were raised before me. So I thought that belonged to my ummah. It was said, no, this is the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is him and his people. Then I was to look at the horizon. When I looked, I saw a huge mass of people. I was asked, now look at the other horizon. When I looked at the other side, I saw a huge mass of people. It was then said to me, this is your ummah. And with them are 70,000 who will enter Jannat without any reckoning, without any hisab kitab, without any accounting of deeds. In other words, without any punishment, direct entry into Jannah. Rasulullah got up, he said, I got up and went. The people began talking, so the reason mentioned this to the Sahaba, then he woke up and he went into his house. Sahaba was sitting outside and began discussing, who must be these people, 70,000 people, who will enter Jannah without reckoning. So some of them said, probably those who are born Muslims, born believers, must be referring to them. Others said, these are probably people who did never ascribe to partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they gave various possibilities. Rasulullah then comes out, he sees them discussing something. What are you talking about? So they informed him what transpired. He said, no, they are the ones who do not involve themselves in spells, who do not seek spells, who do not take evil omens, and who place their trust only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they have full yaqeen and trust only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not involve themselves in spells and taking omens, etc. So a sahabi by the name of Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu ta'ala, he stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that I am amongst this people who will enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Nabi Kareem said that you are from amongst them. When he said this, another man stood up, Ya Rasul, make dua, I am also from them. Nabi said, Ukasha has just surpassed you. He just beat you to this dua. Not to say that the other person won't get Jannah, but probably ulama say that he needed to just work a little bit more harder in this aspect of tawakkul. He had all those good qualities, but just on the aspect of tawakkul, probably Ukasha had just surpassed him on that quality and therefore he got this virtue. Or Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that specific time that that dua was guaranteed, and that was for Ukasha. And therefore he said, Ukasha, just beat you to the draw, that he made it before you. But what is the purpose of these riwayat? Is to build in ourselves firm reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul means to place one's trust on some person, to rely on that person. We have in Arabic what is called wakil, even in Urdu, a lawyer, somebody who is your agent, representative. So you trust him to defend you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has places into Darul Asbab. We are placed into this world, which is a world of means. For us to come to the masjid, we have to come out into our cars and come to the masjid. When we require anything, we got to use the different means that Allah has provided. Allah ta'ala wants us to use the means, but our reliance must never be upon those means. One cannot say, I will not use the means, and I will just sit and I will just rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu wa ta'ala was going past some farmers and he sees them with the shovels and spades and just sitting there. What are you doing? He said, no, we're sitting here and we have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he'll grow the crops. So he said, have you planted the seeds? Have you sowed the seeds? Have you watered this crops? Are you waiting now for the rains to come or not? Are you going to then? He said, no, we're just sitting here. He said, no, then you are not people of tawakkul. This is not placing reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the battle of Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore two shields, two armors. He wore two armors, not just one, two. When Imam said, this was not against tawakkul. He took the necessary means and then after that made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, you grant us victory. Ya Allah, you protect us from the enemy. When he went on Mi'raj, Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried him on the burraq. When they reached Masjid al-Aqsa, then they dismounted. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam pierced his finger into a wall and then he took this burraq, he tied it with a ring on the wall, showing to us that, imagine Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam teaching the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is tawakkul. You tie your camels and then you have reliance not on the tying of yours, but you have reliance only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam thrown into the fire, what did he say? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So reliance only has to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sufficient for us and He's the best person and the only person we can really put our reliance upon. When he was being thrown, angels came down. Oh Ibrahim, you need our assistance. He said, no. As for your assistance, I don't need. I only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَقْوَامٌ أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِثْلُ أَفْئِدَةِ الطَّيْرِ, that a group of people will enter Jannat whose hearts are like those of birds. Ulama explained this means they have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning is their hearts are soft like birds. But this hadith about their hearts like birds, in one hadith it is mentioned, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِ, if only you place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you ought to place your trust upon Him, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ, and Allah will provide sustenance to you like how He provides to the bird. What does the bird do? تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا, it comes out of its nest in the morning on an empty stomach, but it returns on a full stomach in the evening. So Allah provided for it. Just like that Allah will provide for us. But the bird had to come out of the nest, it had to fly and had to return to the nest. So ulama say we have to emerge from our homes, we have to go to our businesses, we have to go to our shops, we have to make an effort. But don't rely on that effort. Make dua to Allah. Place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely come to your assistance. Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi used to say, everybody has got a maqam, a position. One person, fatfa mutawakkirun ala nafsihi. Somebody who just has reliance upon himself. Somebody ala mali, on his wealth. Hey, I'm so rich. So if anything, if there's any problem, I got my money and that will help me. Somebody on his honor, I'm a man of high position, I got nothing to worry about, I'll just pull out my card. Somebody will say, my authority. And there is one person who has tawakkul only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who has tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of difficulty, when he's in the crunch, when he's faced with any trial and tribulation, he will find wajad al-istirwah. He'll find that rahat, that peace, that comfort. Unlike the others, because those asbab will not be able to help them. How often a person took out his card and said, what is this? They threw it aside. We're not interested in this. But that person with firm trust upon Allah Rabbul Izzat, he will find that he would be successful. Allah will come to his assistant. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one battle, he was resting, sahaba were resting far away. He hung his sword on the tree and suddenly an enemy comes and takes the sword of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awakens him and says, مَيَّمْ نَعُكَ مِنِّي الْآنِ. Who's going to protect you from me? What did Nabi Kareem say? Allah. And when he said Allah, really his full reliance, trust, tawakkul was only in upon Allah. And when he said that, the enemy began to quiver and shake. The sword falls off his hand. Nabi Kareem takes that sword now and tells him, now who's going to save you? He says, please forgive me, pardon me. Nabi Kareem, let him go. It's a long incident. But tawakkul only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make use of the means that we have in this world. Allah has allowed us and Allah has commanded us to make use of the means, but firm reliance and trust must only be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.